we are set up for cattle, sheep, pigs, goats, horses.
That's Deborah Adams, manager of the Garfield County Fairgrounds in Rifle. She's checking in local livestock that are being evacuated in response to both the Pine Gulch and Grizzly Creek fires. The fairgrounds currently have 8 outdoor pens and about 100 stalls set up for new arrivals.
And we can set up more pens and more stalls if need be.
Adams says evacuees should arrive with their own feed, their animals' papers, and extra shavings if owners have any. The fairgrounds are well supplied in water buckets and have RV hookups and showers. That means evacuees with campers have an option to stay near their animals. People planning to evacuate livestock to the fairgrounds should contact Adams at 970-309-4341 in advance.
But if somebody is in harm's way, they just need to come.
Locals needing to evacuate household pets or report found strays should contact Rifle Animal Shelter. Director of Development Callie Wilson says the shelter has placed all its recent animal tenants in foster homes to make space for incoming evacuees.
We can take in anything that anyone has. We do have some fosters for large animals that are sort of on standby right now. Of course, we can take in dogs and cats, and we'll do our part to place animals, anybody that is needing a home.
Wilson says the shelter is prepared to partner with Colorado Animal Rescue, or CARE, which has also sent all its animals out to foster homes. CARE is in fact located close to evacuation zones and emptied its facility in case the area is included in any upcoming evacuation orders. Locals interested in helping foster pets can also reach out to Rifle Animal Shelter at 625-8808.
Currently what we're doing is we have a bunch of people calling in, and we're taking any phone calls, collecting information, what animals might be in the home, if there's children, phone numbers, and just putting everyone on a standby list. And so we're just welcoming anyone who's wanting to help out. We'll put them on that list because all homes have a different dynamic. So it takes a lot of placement to try and find the right home for shelter animals or even potentially some evacuees.
Local pet owners who don't need to evacuate should still be aware of decreased air quality due to wildfire smoke. The Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment issued an air quality health advisory for wildfire smoke Thursday and predicted longer duration heavy smoke this morning in nearby valleys and parts of the I-70 corridor. Depleted air quality can be dangerous to animals' eyes and respiratory tracts. The Environmental Protection Agency recommends pet owners avoid strenuous activities in smoky areas, limit outdoor time for animals that live primarily inside, and in the case that your pets get spooked by smoke or flame, be sure they're wearing identification. For KDNK News, I'm Kathleen Shannon.